Okay, the last 3 weeks we have been talking about the covenants in the Bible.
I
have tried to pack it into one or two sermons.
But
this is the fourth one.
And
I had to skip some things to make sure it's kept, it's staying with four.
There's
so much we can talk about in relation to the covenants. And my goal is with this is so we have a good understanding of the covenants in the Bible. And that you understand how they're relevant to our lives today.
Now,
a quick recap. We started with the Noahic covenant.
Yeah,
a covenant made with mankind.
عهدی که با قوم خدا با همه انسان‌ها بسته شد.
Yeah, that God would never destroy the earth again with a flood.
که خداوند یک بار دیگه زمین رو با طوفان و سیل از بین نبره.
Yeah, and today we have the rainbow as a sign to us the God of this covenant.
خداوند و عهدش رنگین کمونه که بدونیم عهدی که خدا با ما بست.
We looked at the Abrahamic covenant.
عهد ابراهیم.
Yeah, this was a covenant that was made with Abraham and his seed singular.
ابراهیم و نسلش یعنی یه نفر
referring to Jesus Christ
برمیگرده به عیسی مسیح که یک نفر بوده.
God promised to give Abraham descendants
قول داد به ابراهیم یه نسلی بده
which included physical descendants but also spiritual descendants
که هم نسل‌های جسمانی هم نسل‌های روحانی.
The Bible says those who are in Christ are Abraham's seed.
مقدس میگه اونهایی که در مسیح هستن در حقیقت از تخم ابراهیم هستن.
God also promised that through Abraham all nations of the earth will be blessed.
امت‌ها برکت می‌گیرند.
Of course, the fulfillment is that it's Jesus Christ.
تکمیلش اینه که عیسی مسیحه.
And God promised to bless Abraham and his seed.
و خداوند قول داد که ابراهیم و نسلش رو برکت
and
بده.
Today we are heirs of the promises in Abraham.
و ما هم امروز از وارثان نسل ابراهیم هستیم.
Then we looked at the Mosaic covenant.
و عهد موسی.
And we often refer to this as the Old Covenant.
و معمولاً به اون میگیم عهد عتیق.
Because it's followed by another covenant, which we call the New Covenant.
چون عهد عتیق ادامه پیدا میکنه با یه عهد جدید که ما بهش میگیم جدید.
The Mosaic Covenant was made with a nation and it was conditional.
عهد موسی با قوم اسرائیل بسته شد و شرط و شروط داشت. فقط با شرط اتفاق میفتاد.
If you obey me, if you keep my law,
اگر شریعت من رو نگه داری, اگر اصلهای من رو مهم نگه داری,
you will be my special people and I will bless you.
قوم مخصوص من میشی و من به تو برکت خواهم داد.
But if you do not keep the covenant,
اما اگر تو این کار رو نمی
کنی, then curses will come your way.
نفرین بر روی تو خواهد آمد.
And we saw that the basis of this Mosaic or Old Covenant are the Ten Commandments.
عهد زمان موسی و عهد موسی ده فرمان بود.
But it extended of course to all the other ordinances and judgments
and laws. فرمان نبود و بلکه به خیلی جای دیگه هم گسترده شد.
Now the problem with the Old Covenant was that the people couldn't keep it.
مشکل عهد عتیق این بود که مردم اون زمان نتونستن نگرش دارن.
Then we looked at the Davidic covenant.
بعد نگاه کردیم به عهد داوود.
The promise to David that of his seed somebody would be on the throne forever.
قولی که به داوود داده شد که از نسل او یک نفر در تخت سلطنت تا ابد خواهد
again,
بود.
Jesus Christ will be the fulfillment of that.
و عیسی مسیح تکمیل کننده او خواهد بود.
He is the King of Kings and he will reign forever.
او پادشاهانه و تا ابد سلطنت خواهد
کرد. Now last week we started to look at the New Covenant.
هفته پیش به عهد جدید نگاه کردیم.
Where we focused on the transition from the Old Covenant to the New Covenant.
و به این توجه کردیم که تبدیل عهد عتیق از زمانی که تغییر کرد از عهد عتیق به عهد جدید.
The old covenant has been replaced with the new covenant.
عهد عتیق جایگزینش رفت و جایگزینش عهد جدید اومد.
That does not mean that just God threw out his people.
معمول معنیش این نیست که خداوند قومش ریخ بیرون و گفت سطل آشغال.
He invited the physical nation of Israel to transition to the new covenant.
خداوند قوم جسمانی اسرائیل رو دعوت کرد به تبدیل به قوم روحانی اسرائیل.
And become part of a new spiritual nation, spiritual Israel, of those who are in Christ, which of course includes us as well. So what happened with the physical nation? Now, some of those, part of the physical nation, believed.
And
they never ceased to be God's people. But then there were those who rejected Jesus. And they stopped being part of God's people. Yeah, these were the branches that were broken off. And of
course,
the Gentiles were the branches that were grafted in.
اسرائیل قومی شد که در حقیقت پیوند خورد.
Yeah, today the physical nation of Israel is not a thing anymore.
امروز قوم جسمانی اسرائیل اون جوری که قبلا بود نیست دیگه.
Yeah, can those who are part of this nation become God's people again?
کسایی که عضو این قوم بودن میتونن دوباره عضو قوم خداوند باشن؟
Yes, the same way everybody else can become part of God's people.
میتونن عضو قوم خداوند
when
باشن.
They believe
وقتی ایمان
on Christ,
به عیسی مسیح.
They can be grafted in.
میتونه دوباره پیوند بخوره به شاخه‌شون در حضور خداوند.
Yeah. So, now we're going to talk about the new covenant.
امروز از یه عهد جدیدی صحبت می‌کنیم.
And we're going to look at why the new covenant is also called the better covenant.
چرا میگیم عهد جدید عهد بهتری خونده؟
Hebrews 8:6.
عبرانیان 8:6.
But now had he obtained a more excellent ministry, by how much also he is the mediator of a better covenant, which was established upon better promises.
اما الان او خدمت نیکوتر یافته است به میزانی که واسطه عهد نیکوتر نیز هست که بر وعده های نیکوتر بناست.
Yeah, so I want to look today at reasons why the new covenant is the better covenant.
امروز نگاه کنیم که چرا عهد جدید عهد بهتریه.
Yeah, I think I have five reasons.
پنج تا دلیل هست.
So let's start with the first one.
با اولیش شروع کنیم.
Yeah, the new covenant is the better covenant.
عهد جدید عهدی است بهتر.
Because we don't have to keep all these carnal ordinances.
که دیگه لازم نیست این عهدها و اون کارهای رسمی رو انجام بدیم.
Yeah, the old covenant wasn't only a moral law.
عهد عتیق فقط عهد شریعتی نبود.
But there was also a ceremonial law.
بلکه عهد رسمی هم بود، یعنی مراسمی هم بود.
And that part is not applicable for us anymore today.
و اون جشن‌ها و مراسم دیگه به ما اجباری وجود نداره.
Yeah, it's only the moral law that applies to us.
فقط عهد وجدانی در حقیقت عهد درست عمل کردن.
Let me show you that from the Bible.
بذاریم به طبق کلام بهتون نشون بدم.
And also show you the reason.
بهتون نشون بدم
why these things have become obsolete.
چرا اینها کامل شد؟ چرا؟
Go to Colossians 2.
کلوسیان 2.
And read verse 16.
آیه 16.
Let no man therefore judge you in meat or in drink or in respect of a holy day or the new moon or of the Sabbath days.
پس کسی درباره خوردن و نوشیدن و درباره عید و ماه نو و سبت بر شما حکم نکنه.
We looked at this before.
قبلاً به این موضوع نگاه کردیم.
Let no man judge you in these matters.
نذار که هیچ کس تو رو قضاوت کنه سر این موضوع.
What you eat or drink.
که چی می‌خوری؟
In regards to special days.
به روزهای مخصوص عید
like
نگهداری، جشن می‌گیری، نمی‌گیری. روز سبت و سبت
yeah.
نگه می‌داری
so
یا نه؟
If somebody comes to you.
اگه یه نفر بیاد به تو بگه.
And he says, "Hey, you cannot eat pork. That's a sin."
گوشت خوک نمی‌تونی بخوری، گناهه.
Now, you need to point them to this verse.
به این آیه بعد نگاه کن.
Yeah, let no man therefore judge you in meat, drink, etc.
که هیچ کسی تو رو قضاوت نکنه. از خوردن و نوشیدن و هر چیزی دیگه برای ما مهم نیست.
Or if somebody comes to you and say, "Oh, you must keep the Sabbath."
اگه بیاد به سمت تو بگه حتما باید سبت رو نگه داری.
You also must keep the Jewish feast.
حتما باید قوم یهود رو نگه داری.
Again, show them this verse.
And
say, "Hey, let no man therefore judge you in a holy day."
هیچ کسی نکنه در تعطیلات.
Or of Sabbath days.
یا روزهای سبت. هیچ کسی تو رو قضاوت نکنه.
The New Testament specifically tells us.
مخصوصاً به همه ما میگه.
That this is not relevant anymore under the new covenant.
در عهد جدید به ما ربطی
Now,
نداره.
Why is that?
چرا؟
What has changed?
چی عوض شده؟
Now read the next verse.
آیه بعدی رو بخونید.
Verse 17. Second of Colossians 2 verse 17.
کلوسیان 2 17.
Which are a shadow of things to come, but the body is of Christ. Now, all these carnal ordinances were simply shadows of things that would come.
همه اینها سمبولی است، سایه‌ای است از چیزهایی که قرار اتفاق بیفته.
More specifically,
مخصوصاً.
They were pointing to Jesus Christ and what he would do.
اشاره کردن به عیسی مسیح و کاری که عیسی قرار انجام بده.
Go to Hebrews 8:5.
عبرانیان 8:5.
We serve unto the example and shadow of heavenly things, as Moses was a minister of God, was about to make the tabernacle. For she said he, that thou make all things according to the pattern shew thee in the mount. Yeah, Moses had received all these instructions in details, and they were an example and a shadow of heavenly things. They were just the point to something else.
یه چیز بزرگتر رو به عیسی نشون
داده. Go to Hebrews 9.
عبرانیان 9.
Hebrews 9, 7 till 10.
7 تا 10.
But into the second went the high priest alone once every year, not without blood, which he offered for himself and for the errors of the people, the Holy Ghost, this signifying that the way into the holiest of all was not yet made manifest, while as the first tabernacle was yet standing, which was a figure for the time then present, in which were offered both gifts and sacrifices that could not make him did the service perfect as pertaining to the conscience, which stood only in meats and drinks and divers watchings and carnal ordinances imposed on them until the time of reformation.
اما در دوم سال یک مرتبه کاهن اعظم تنها داخل می شود، آن هم نه بدون خونی که برای خود و برای خطاهای قوم تبدیل می کند، که به این همه روح القدس اشاره می نماید، بر این که تا وقتی خیمه اول برپاست راه مکان اقدس آشکار نمی شود، و این مسئله است برای آن زمان حاضر که به حسب آن هدایا و قربانی ها را تبدیل می کردند، که نمی توانست عبادت کننده را از جهت وجدان کامل گردانند، چون که اینها با چیزهای خوردنی و نوشیدنی و شستشوهای گوناگون فقط فرایض جسمانی است که تا زمان اصلاح مقدر شده بود.
In verse 9 it says it's a figure. Yeah, what was a figure? The meats and drinks, diverse washings, carnal ordinances. They were all pointing to something else. And it says, it was until the time of reformation. Yeah, there wouldn't come a point that this was ending. This was just pointing to that. Now, reformation, does that mean Martin Luther hammering a list on the door of a Catholic church? Is that the reformation?
زمان اصلاح چه زمانی؟ منظور زمانی که مارتین لوتر اومد رد کلیسا با میخ کوبید و اصلاح کرد.
That is not the reformation that this is talking about.
اصلاحی که در موردش صحبت میکنه این اصلاح نیست.
Yeah, and if you would read those 95 statements, for example, that Martin Luther made,
95 تا چیزی رو که مارتین لوتر زد به در کلیسا و با میخ کوبید.
You would not agree with many of them.
با خیلیاشون امروز موافق نیستی.
Yeah, heresy on them.
خیلیاشون اشتباهه.
Yeah. So this reformation is talking about the transition from the Old Testament to the New Testament. Yeah, the Old Covenant to the New Covenant. Go to Hebrews 9, 23 and 24. It was therefore necessary that the patterns of things in the heavens should be purified with these, but the heavenly things themselves with better sacrifices than these. For Christ has not entered into the holy places made with hands, which are the figures of the true, but into heaven itself, now to appear in the presence of God for us.
پس لازم بود که مثل‌های چیزهای آسمانی به اینا پای شود، اما خود چیزهای آسمانی به قربانی‌های نیکوتر از این. زیرا مسیح به معابد ساخته شده به دست داخل نشد که مثال مکان حقیقی است، بلکه به خود آسمان، تا آنکه الان در حضور خدا برای ما ظاهر شود.
Yeah, it talks about the tabernacle and the holy place made with hands.
در مورد معبدها و چیزهایی که با دست ساخته میشه بر روی زمین.
And again, it says it was a figure of the true. It was pointing to
سایه‌ای بوده
something else.
از یه حقیقت دیگه.
It was pointing to the true tabernacle in heaven.
اشاره حقیقت اصلی.
Yeah, it was just made after the patterns of things in heaven. Go to Hebrews 10:1. Yeah, for the law having in shadow of good things to come, and not to have a very image of the things, can never with those sacrifices which they offered year by year continually make the commerce thereunto perfect.
زیرا که چون شیعت سایه نعمتهای آینده است نه صورت واقعی آن چیزها آنها آن هرگز نمیتواند هر سال به همان قربانی هایی که پیوسته تبدیل میشود نزدیکی جویندگان را کامل گرداند.
Yeah, they were doing all those things for them, making all those sacrifices. Yeah, but they couldn't make them perfect.
Yeah,
because they were shadows of good things to come.
Yeah,
the new covenant is better because we don't have to keep all these carnal ordinances.
Because
now Christ has come. Yeah, he came to fulfill the law.
اومده شریعت رو کامل کنه.
And now there's no need anymore for figures and shadows.
دیگه اجباری وجود نداره برای سایه و تصویرها. Because now we can just look at Christ. که میتونیم به عیسی مسیح نگاه کنیم.
Where all these Old Testament ordinances were pointing to.
و اگه همه این چیزها در گذشته بهش اشاره شد.
Why is that better?
چرا بهتره؟
Because that was a lot of work.
چون خیلی کار بود اون موقع انجام بشه.
Yeah, you had to be keeping the Sabbath.
سبت رو باید نگه می‌داشتن.
Yeah, which means they couldn't do anything.
یعنی نمی‌تونستن هیچ کاری بکنن.
Prepare all the meals every week beforehand.
همه غذا رو باید قبل از اینکه شنبه بیا میشد میپختن آماده می‌کردن.
There were huge consequences for not keeping it.
اگر روز سبت کار می‌کردن جریمه می‌شدن.
You'll be kicked out.
مینداختنتون بیرون از شهر.
No, Jesus fulfilled the Sabbath.
عیسی مسیح سبت رو تکمیل کرد.
How?
چجوری تکمیل کرد؟
It was a figure of salvation.
تصویر و سایه نجات.
It was pointing that Jesus did the work.
که کار رو انجام داد.
While you can rest.
که من و شما بتونیم.
Yeah, ceasing from your own works to get yourself into heaven.
اعمال خودمون دست بکشیم و تلاش نکنیم.
Trusting in the finished work of Jesus Christ.
اطمینان کنیم به کار تکمیل شده عیسی مسیح.
Yeah, I'm nothing against the day of rest in the week. I think that's good.
ایرادی نمی‌بینم برای اینکه روز تعطیل داشته باشیم استراحت کنیم.
But it's not a commandment that we have to keep.
اما فرمانی نیست که خداوند بگه نگه داریم.
Actually, if you want to keep it, this is how you keep it.
اگه قرار نگهش داری، اینجوری باید نگهش داری.
Get saved.
اول نجات.
Enter into the rest.
استراحت واقعی عیسی مسیح رو تجربه کن.
Stop trying to work yourself into heaven.
دیگه تلاش نکن باز.
It's impossible. It doesn't work.
بهشت برسی. غیر ممکنه، ممکن نیست.
They had to keep the feast.
باید عیدها رو نگه می‌داشتن. هفت تا عید.
Meaning you had to go to Jerusalem three times in a year.
سه بار در سال باید می‌رفتن اورشلیم.
Yeah, and they had to go by foot, by animal. Wasn't something quick.
خیلی سری نبود که بتونن سری برن.
You had to do all these offerings.
تمام این قربانی ها و اینها رو انجام میدادن.
Dealing with all the animals.
با همه حیوانات.
Yeah, burning them up on an altar.
برخورد میکردن. یعنی قربانی ها رو باید میکشتن. قربانی ها رو میسوزوندن. خونش رو باید میریختن.
They had an entire tribe, the Levites.
کل لاویان. کل یک قوم.
Dedicated to just deal with that.
فقط وظیفه‌شون کشتن اینا بود. قربانی کردن.
All the ministry around the tabernacle and the offerings.
تمام خدمت هایی که کنار اون معبد مقدس انجام میشد. تمام کارهاش، تمام
اعتماد نگه داشتن. These offerings were pointing to what Jesus would do for us. He would pay for our sins.
همه این هدایا برمیگرده به اون کاری که
Jesus was the lamb that was slain.
عیسی مسیح اون قربانی بود. برای بود که قربانی میشه برای همه گناهان دنیا.
You got some disease.
امروز
had to go to the priest.
مریض میشدی باید میرفتی پلو کاهن اعظم.
Yeah, you had even rules about
قانون
objects.
داشتن.
Your house.
خونت.
Yeah,
بسیلت.
There's something wrong with the house.
اگر خونت مشکل
some mold or something.
اگر در حقیقت کپک میزد خونت.
And they used the word leprosy for the house.
و میگفتن خونت در حقیقت جزام گرفته.
And if they found it, then you had to break it down.
اگر خونت جزام میگرفت خونت رو باید خراب میکردی.
Laws about being clean, being unclean.
در مورد تمیز بودن و پاک بودن و کثیف بودن.
Had laws concerning circumcision.
قانون برای ختنه و ختنه کردن.
Yeah, babies on the eighth day, of course.
روز هشت دون بچه‌ها باید
ختم می‌شدن.
اگر عضو قوم اسرائیل می‌شدی،
اگر بزرگسال می‌شدی
و هنوز ختنه نشده
بودی،
باید اون موقع هم ختنه می‌شدی.
That's not pleasant.
خیلی زیبا نیست. من یک بزرگسال ختنه شدم.
Of course, today we are circumcised of the heart.
اما امروز هممون از قلب ختنه شدیم.
You start to see why this is the better covenant.
می‌تونید بفهمین چرا این عهد بهتره؟
Yeah, we as Christians don't have to do these things.
ما به عنوان مسیحی اجباری
نداریم. The new covenant is the better covenant. It's based on better promises.
بهتره، قول‌های بهتری داره، چیزهای بهتری.
There is another reason.
یه دلیل
why the
دیگه.
New covenant
چرا عهد جدید بهتره؟
We have the indwelling of the Holy Spirit.
ما پوری روح القدس رو داریم.
And this is a really big one.
و پوری روح القدس بزرگتره.
Yeah, having the Holy Spirit permanently living in us.
در حقیقت روح القدس همیشه در ما زندگی میکنه.
It's part of the new covenant, not the old covenant.
اسمتی از عهد جدید و عهد عتیق نداشتن.
In the old covenant we see the Spirit of God coming on people.
روح خداوند میومد و روی مردم قرار می‌گرفت.
To empower them to do certain
things. که به اونا قدرت میداد، قوت میداد که یک کار رو عمل رو انجام بدن. رهبری کنه یک قوم رو در جنگ. جنگ رو ببره و پیروزی به دست بیاره. حقیقت کلام خداوند رو اعلام کنه.
But in the Old Testament there was no permanent indwelling with the Holy Spirit.
پوری درون روح القدس زیاد نبوده.
Yeah. Last week we looked at Jeremiah 31 where we had this promise of the new covenant to the nation of
Israel.
And this was quoted in Hebrews 8. I want to read it again because there's two verses in there that actually point to the Holy Spirit and what he does in our life. Hebrews 8 and read verses 8 till 13. For finding fault with them, he said, Behold, the days come, said the Lord, when I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and with the house of Judah. Not according to the covenant that I made with their fathers in the day when I took them by the hand to lead them out of Egypt, because they continued not in my covenant. And I regarded them not, said the Lord. For this is the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel after those days, said the Lord. I will put my laws into their mind and write them in their hearts. And I will be to them a God, and they shall be to me a people. They shall not teach every man his neighbor, and every man his brother, saying, Know the Lord. For all shall know me, from the least to the greatest. For I will be merciful to the unrighteous, and their sins and their iniquities will I remember no more. In that he said, A new covenant he had made the first old. Now that which decayeth and waxeth old is ready to vanish away.
چنان که ایشان را ملامت کرده میگوید خداوند میگوید اینک ایامی میآید که با خاندان اسرائیل و خاندان یهودا عهدی تازه استوار خواهم نمود نه مثل آن عهدی که با پدران ایشان بستم در روزی که من دست ایشان را گرفتم و از زمین مصر بیرون آورم زیرا که ایشان در عهد من ثابت نماندند از خداوند میگوید من ایشان را واگذارم و خداوند میگوید این است آن عهدی که بعد از آن ایام با خاندان اسرائیل استوار خواهم داشت احکام خود رو در ذهن ایشان خواهم نهاد بر دل ایشان نگاشته خواهم داشت و ایشان را خدا خواهم بود ایشان را قوم خواهم بود و دیگر کسی همسایه و برادر خود را تعلیم نخواهد داد و نخواهد گفت خداوند را بشناس زیرا که همه از کوچک و بزرگ مرا خواهند شناخت زیرا بر تقصیرهای ایشان ترحم خواهم فرمود و گناهان و خطایای ایشان را دیگر به یاد نخواهم آورد پس چون گفت عهدی تازه اول را کهنه ساخت
Yeah, I want to specifically have your attention on verse 10 and 11. It says, I will put my laws into their mind and write them in their hearts. And then in verse 11, they shall not teach every man his neighbor and every man his brother, saying, Know the Lord, for they shall know me. From the least to the greatest. Now I'll show you that this actually is pointing to the indwelling of the Holy Spirit.
This is
part of the better promise. That the Holy Spirit is called the Spirit of Promise. Go to Hebrews 10. Where we actually have a quote again from the same passage. From Jeremiah 31. Read Hebrews 10, 15-17. Whereof the Holy Ghost also a witness to us, for after that he had said before, This is the covenant that I will make with them after those days, said the Lord, I will put my laws into their hearts, and in their minds will I write them, and their sins and iniquities will I remember no more.
این از آنهایی که بعد از آن ایام با ایشان خواهم بست خداوند میگوید احکام خود را در دلهای ایشان خواهم نهاد و در ذهن ایشان نوشته خواهم داشت
Yeah, this is about the new covenant. And again, we see, I will put my laws into their hearts.
And
in their minds will I write them.
Now,
notice that the witness of this is the Holy Spirit.
Yeah?
The Holy Spirit is a proof of the new covenant. The covenant that God would bring. The better covenant.
عهدی بهتر.
Yeah, where God would do something in us.
که خداوند درون ما کاری رو انجام
بده. Go to John.
یوحنا.
And chapter 14 and read verses 17 and 18.
آیه 17 و 18 بخونید.
Even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him, but ye know him, for he dwelleth with you and shall be in you. I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you.
یعنی روح راستی که جهان نمیتواند او را قبول کند، زیرا که او را نمیبیند و نمیشناسد، اما شما او را میشناسید، زیرا که با شما میماند و در شما خواهد بود. شما را یتیم نمیگذارم، نزد شما میآیم.
Yes, talking about the Spirit of Truth, which is of course the Holy Spirit. Notice that in this moment, when Jesus is speaking at that time, he dwells with you, but also that he shall be in you, future tense. This is what was about to come. Now, I've pointed this out before, but there is some confusion about the indwelling of the Holy Spirit compared to being filled with the Spirit. Yeah, many people think that the indwelling of the Holy Spirit, that it happened at Pentecost, Acts chapter 2.
Yeah,
but that's incorrect. Yeah, what happened on that day is that they were filled with the Holy Spirit. Or they were baptized with the Holy Spirit.
And
that was very similar to what would happen in the Old Testament when the Spirit of God would come on a person. It was to empower somebody to make him bold preaching the truth. And this was also not a permanent thing.
حرکت روح القدس دائمی نیست.
Yeah, because after Acts 2 we see the same group of people later on being filled again with the Spirit.
یک بار پر میشه، دوباره بازم میبینیم که دوباره پر میشن.
Yeah, in the Old Testament we have David when he had sinned against God.
داوود رو داریم که وقتی بر ضد خدا گناه میکنه.
And he's begging God, please don't take your Spirit away from me.
التماس میکنه به خداوند، خداوند روح خود را از من نگیر.
Yeah, we have Saul and the Spirit left him.
شاول رو داریم که روح القدس در یه لحظه رهاش میکنه.
Yet the indwelling of the Holy Spirit.
روح القدس که درون پر بشه.
Which is new with the new covenant.
و در عهد جدید فقط وجود داره.
That is permanent.
و دائمی است.
And this actually happened before Acts 2.
قبل از اعمال رسولان فصل 2 اتفاق میفته.
And you may think, when does it happen?
و شاید فکر کنی چه زمانی
اتفاق افتاد. Because we just saw in John 14
در یوحنا 14
this was not the case yet.
هنوز تکمیل نشده بوده.
And the answer is simple. At the day that Jesus was resurrected.
روزی که عیسی مسیح
John.
از مردگان برخاست، اون لحظه‌ای بود که روح القدس درون همه قرار گرفت.
Go to John 20.
یوحنا 20.
And read verses 90 to 22.
19 تا 22 رو بخونید.
John 20, 19 to 22.
Johanna 20, 19 to 22.
Then the same day, at evening, being the first day of the week, when the doors were shut, where the disciples were assembled for fear of the Jews, came Jesus and stood in the midst, and said unto them, Peace be unto you. And when he had said, he showed unto them his hands and his side. Then were the disciples glad when they saw the Lord. Then said Jesus to them again, Peace be unto you. As my Father had sent me, even so sent I you. And when he had said this, he breathed on them and said unto them, Receive ye the Holy Ghost.
و در شامگاه همان روز که اولین روز هفته بود، هنگامی که درها بسته بود، جایی که شاگردان به سرای ترس یهودیان جمع بودند، ناگاه عیسی آمده در میان ایستاد و به ایشان گفت سلام بر شما باد. و چون اینجا گفت، دستها و پهلوی خود را به ایشان نشان داد. شاگردان چون خداوند را دیدند شاد گشتند. باز عیسی به ایشان گفت سلام بر شما باد، چنانکه پدر مرا فرستاد من نیز شما را میفرستم. و چون این را گفت، دمید و به ایشان گفت روح القدس را بیابید.
And as he breathed on them, listened to them, receive ye the Holy Ghost. This is when the disciples received the indwelling of the Holy Ghost. In Acts 2, they were filled with the Holy Spirit, being given power from above. Now, let me remind you what it said in Jeremiah 31.
Yeah.
The quote we just read in Hebrews 8
and
Hebrews 10.
Yeah.
I will put my laws into their minds and write them in their hearts.
Yeah.
This is pointing to the Holy Spirit coming and living in you. Go to 1 Corinthians 6. 1 Corinthians 6, 19. What? Know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost which is in you, which ye have of God, and you are not your own?
یا نمیدونه که بدن شما معبد روح القدس است که شماست که از خدا یافته اید از آن خود نیستید.
Yeah. So Paul tells the Corinthians, your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost. Yeah, this is where the Holy Ghost resides.
He's in you.
Go to 1 John. 1 John 4 and read verses 1 to 4. Hereby know ye the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesseth that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is of God. And every spirit that confesseth not that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is not of God. And this is that spirit of Antichrist. Wherefore you have heard that it should come, and even now already is in the world. Ye are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world.
به این روح خدا را می شناسیم. هر روحی که به عیسی مسیح آمده در جسم اقرار نماید از خداست و هر روحی که اعتراف نکند که عیسی مسیح در جسم آمده از خدا نیست و این از روح ضد مسیح که شنیده اید که او می آید الان هم در جهان است. ای فرزندان شما از خدا هستید و بر ایشان غلبه یافته اید زیرا روحی که در شماست بزرگتر است از آن که در جهان است.
If you are saved, if you are a Christian,
اگر ایماندار هستی,
there is one in you that is greater than he that is in the world. Of course, he that is in the world is referring to Satan. Now, who is greater? The Holy Spirit. God. And he is the one that lives in you. 2 John. 2 John 1, 1 and 2. The elder unto the elect lady and her children, whom I love in the truth, and not I only, but also all they that have know the truth, for the truth's sake, which dwelleth in us, and shall be with us forever.
از شیخ به بانوی برگزیده و فرزندانش که ایشان را در حقیقت محبت می نامند و نه تنها من که همه کسانی که حقیقت را می دانند به خاطر آن حقیقتی در ما ساکن است و با ما تا به ابد خواهد بود.
Yeah, for the truth's sake, which dwelleth in us. Yeah, the Holy Spirit also called the Spirit of Truth.
And also,
He shall be with us forever. It's not temporary. It's permanent. Yeah, the Holy Spirit, once He resides in you, will never leave you. You die, go to heaven. Holy Spirit is still there. It is for eternity.
Yeah,
God will always be with you. Yeah, but which is another reason why this is the better covenant. This covenant does not fail.
Yeah.
Yeah, because it doesn't depend on us. Jesus is our mediator. Yeah, so I will put my laws into their minds and write them in their hearts.
Yeah.
Talking about the indwelling of the Holy Spirit. Now, why is this great? Why is this better? Now, the answer is in the next part. Yeah, it said, and they shall not teach every man his neighbor and every man his brother, saying, know the Lord, for they shall know me, for the least to the greatest.
و دیگر کسی همسایه و برادر خود را تعلیم نخواهد و نخواهد گفت خداوند را بشنو زیرا که همه از کوچک و بزرگ مرا خواهند شنید.
Now, what does that mean? Go back to John 14 and read verse 26. But the Comforter, I will not leave you comfortless, the Bible said, but the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance whatsoever I have said unto you.
اما تسلی دهنده یعنی روح القدس که پدر او را به اسم من می‌فرستد او همه چیز را به شما تعلیم خواهد داد آنچه به شما گفتم به یاد شما خواهد آورد
Yeah, the Comforter, the Spirit of Truth, the Holy Ghost. Yeah, the Father will send him.
Yeah,
not, again, notice that he is not sent yet. He will be sent. Now, look what he's doing in our lives. It says, he shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance. Yeah, so we have the Holy Spirit permanently living in us, teaching us the things of God. Go to John 6. John 16:13. Howbeit, when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth. For he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak, and he will shew you things to come.
زیرا که از خود سخن نخواهد گفت بلکه به آنچه شنیده است سخن خواهد گفت از امور آینده به شما خبر خواهد داد
When the Spirit of Truth is come,
of
course, again, this is future time when this was said, he will guide you into all truth. And he will show you things to come. Yeah? Now, what was the last part of the prophecy in regards to the new covenant? They shall not teach every man his neighbor and every man his brother, saying, Know the Lord, for they shall know me from the least to the greatest.
و دیگر کسی همسایه و برادر خود را تعلیم نخواهد داد و نخواهد گفت خداوند را بشناس.
Yeah, who is teaching? Who is guiding? The Holy Spirit is.
کی درس میده؟ روح القدس.
Yeah. Compare this with 1 John.
اینو با اول یوحنا مقایسه
کنید. Go to 1 John.
اول یوحنا.
And read verses 20 and 21.
آیه 20 و 21.
But you have an unction from the Holy One, and you know all things. I have not written unto you because you know not the truth, but because you know it, and that no lie is of the truth.
اولی یوحنا 2:20.
و اما شما از آن قدوس مسیح را یافته اید و هر چیز را می دانید. ننوشتم به شما از این جهت که راستی را نمی دانید بلکه از این که آن را می دانید و اینکه هیچ دروغ از راستی نیست.
Yeah, the unction of the Holy One is pointing to the Holy Spirit.
برمیگرده به روح القدس و کار روح القدس.
And you will know Skip to
27.
But the anointing which you have received of him abided in you, and you need not that any man teach you. But as the same anointing teaches you of all things, and is truth, and is no lie, and even as it had taught you, ye shall abide in him.
اما در شما آن مسیح که از او یافته اید میماند و نیازی ندارید که کسی شما را تعلیم دهد بلکه چنانکه خود آن مسیح شما را از همه چیز تعلیم میدهد و حقیقت است و دروغ نیست پس به طوری که شما را تعلیم داد در او ثابت میمانید
You do not need any man to teach you. Yeah, the same anointing, the same Holy Spirit teaches you the truth, guides you. Yeah, sounds very much like they shall not teach every man his neighbor and every man his brother because they shall know God.
Yeah,
the Holy Spirit leads you into all truth. He opens your eyes when you read the word of God. He guides you. And there's no need for any man to teach you. And no, this does not mean that everything can come up, but all kinds of weird doctrines that are not biblical.
Yeah,
remember that it said he doesn't speak of his own.
Yeah,
he's using the written word of God
and
opens that up to you.
Now,
what does that mean? How does that look like? Now, read 2 Timothy 3:16. To get an idea, yeah, all scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. 2 Timothy 3:16.
تمامی کتب از الهام خدا است که به جهت تعلیم و تنبیه و اصلاح و تربیت در عدالت مفید است.
Yeah, so the Holy Spirit is using scripture.
از همه کتب استفاده میکنه.
Yeah, to give you understanding of the things of God.
درک حقیقت کلام خدا.
Now, what is it profitable for?
چه سودی داره این حرکت برای ما؟
Understanding doctrine.
که درک کنیم اصل کلام خدا رو.
To reprove when you're wrong.
وقتی اشتباه میکنیم درست
correct
میکنه.
Correct you if there's wrong understanding.
اگر اشتباه و درک اشتباه باشه.
It teaches you what to do right.
میده چه کاری رو درست انجام بدی.
And the Holy Spirit will be helping you.
کمکتون میکنه.
To read and study the Bible.
خودتون کلام رو بخونید و مطالعه کنید.
As a 2023 Christian.
به عنوان یک مسیحی سال 2023 برکت خدا رو دارید.
That when you study the word of God on your own.
کلام خداوند رو تنهایی بخونید.
That you have a helper, the Holy Spirit.
کمککار داری. کمکت میکنه درکت کنه اون چیزی رو که میخونی.
So if you put in the effort.
اگر اون عهد رو بذاری.
To study it.
مطالعه کنی کلام رو.
You will figure it out.
اون موقع است که خودت
میفهمی. You will eventually come to the right conclusions.
اون موقع است به این نتیجه آخر میرسی.
You don't need any man to teach you.
احتیاج نداری که هیچ انسانی به تو یاد بده.
Why do we need teachers and preachers?
چرا به واعظین و معلمین دوست احتیاج داری؟
Now here's why.
چرا؟
You'll get there quicker.
چون به کمک سریعتر
میرسی. It will take you much more time to figure out, for example, the covenants that we talked about over the last four weeks.
اگر معلم نداشته باشی، برای اینکه به حقیقتش برسی، مدت زمان بیشتری لازم داری که تنهایی بهش برسی.
Now, just compared to just listening,
اگر گوش بدی 4 ساعت موعظه یه نفر رو یه نفر برات بازش کرده.
By the way, those 4 sermons that I prepared.
اون 4 تا موعظه‌ای رو که من براتون آماده کردم.
They cost me to prepare like 4 days.
4 روز هر کدومش طول کشید انجام.
Yeah, most likely it'll take you more time.
به احتمال زیاد شما بیشتر طول می‌کشه تا بیشتر از 4 روز
بعد از
یه ساعتش. شاید هم نه.
Yeah, but teachers and preachers help you to grow quicker in the things of God.
کمک میکنه که سریعتر حقیقت کلام رو کشف کنی.
But you can just study the Bible on your own.
اما هر کسی میتونه تنهایی
کلام رو بخونه. And the Holy Spirit will help you.
و همیشه روح القدس به تک تک تو کمک خواهد کرد که وقتی کلام رو باز میکنی.
In the Old Testament,
در عهد عتیق,
they did not have that.
اینو نداشتن.
They didn't have the indwelling of the Holy Spirit.
روح القدس درونشون نبود.
Yeah, they had to go to prophets.
باید میرفتن پلی نبی.
And ask them.
ازشون میخواستن.
Speak to them of the things of God.
کلام خداوند و حقیقت خداوند رو براشون باز کنه.
Hebrews 1:1.
عبرانیان 1:1.
God who at sundry times and in diverse manners spake in time past unto the fathers by the prophets, hath in these last days spoken unto us by his Son, whom he hath appointed heir of all things, whom also he made the world.
1:1. خدا که در زمان گذشته به مراتب بسیار و از راه‌های مختلف به واسطه انبیا و پدران ما تکلم
نمود.
در این ایام آخر به ما به واسطه پسر خود سخن گفته است که او را وارث همه موجودات قرار داد و به وسیله او عالم‌ها را آفرید.
God spoke through the prophets.
خداوند از نبی‌ها صحبت کرد در
گذشته.
اما امروز به وسیله پسرش صحبت
کرد.
امروز کلام خدا را داریم.
Today we are indwelt by the Holy Spirit.
امروز در
روح القدس پر شدیم
و اون چیزی که کلام خدا
ما. Don't have to go to the priest and let them explain the word to us.
لازم نیست که به کاهن اعظم بریم و بهش بگیم کلام رو برامون باز کن.
You can read the word of God by yourself and understand it.
کلام خداوند رو خودت بخونی و خودت هم درک
کنی. This is a better covenant.
این عهد عهد بهتره.
Yeah, it's better because you don't have to keep all those carnal ordinances.
بهتره چون لا اجباری نداری که اون عیدها رو انجام بدی.
It's better because we have the indwelling of the Holy Spirit.
چون توری روح القدس رو داریم.
Here's another thing. Why the new covenant is better.
چرا عهد جدید بهتره؟
Now, all believers are ultimately part of it.
همه مداران میتونن عضوش باشن.
Yeah. Exodus 19.
خروج 19.
Yeah, we're not going to read from there, but there we had the old covenant being given.
اونجا عهد عتیق داده شد.
Yeah, being made with the physical nation of Israel.
با قوم اسرائیل خداوند عهد بست.
If you want to be part of God's people.
اگه شما میخواین عضو قوم خداوند باشید.
You need to join that nation.
باید
you need to become a Jew.
باید یهود بشید.
Yeah, which included you need to be circumcised, you need to be keeping the laws,
شریعت
the statutes.
رو نگه می‌داشتی، موضوع رو نگه می‌داشتی.
You had to come to Jerusalem to join the feast, etc.
و به اورشلیم برسی و اون عیدها رو نگهداری.
And again, if you did not come and do these things, you still could be saved. Because salvation was always by believing. To be able to be part of God's special people on this earth at that time, you had to join the physical nation of Israel. Of course, also not everybody in the nation of Israel was actually saved. These were two different things. And a new covenant is different. When you are in Christ, then you are part of God's people. If you're in Christ, you are under the new covenant. You are part of that spiritual nation. 1 Peter 2:5. You shall also, as living stones, are built up a spiritual house and holy priesthood, to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God by Jesus Christ.
1 Peter 2:5. شما نیز مثل سنگ‌های زنده بنا کرده می‌شوید به امارت روحانی و کهانت مقدس تو قربانی‌های روحانی و مقبول خدا را به واسطه عیسی مسیح تقدیم کنید.
Of course Peter's talking to all these Gentiles churches.
میگه شما وقتی پتروس صحبت می‌کنه با غیر یهودی داره صحبت
می‌کنه. You are the priest of believers.
میگه شما مثل امارت روحانی هستیم، کهانت مقدسیم، ما کهانت مقدس هستیم، ما کاهنای مقدس هستیم، ما اون خونه و امارت روحانی هستیم که قوم اسرائیل روحانیه.
Let me show you that as well.
Romans 9:6.
Not as though the word of God had taken none effect, for they are not all Israel which are of Israel.
اما چنین نیست که کلام خدا موفق نشده زیرا همه که از اسرائیلن اسرائیلی نیستند.
Now, doesn't this not point to two different Israels?
این در مورد دو تا اسرائیل صحبت نمی کنه.
It points to the physical nation of Israel and the spiritual nation of Israel.
و قوم روحانی اسرائیل.
Yeah, with Jerusalem from above.
و اورشلیم از بالا.
At home, read Galatians 3:4.
غلاطیان 3:4.
اگر خواستین خونه بخونید
که مقایسه میکنه این دوتا عهد رو با هم دیگه. رومیان 9 میگه.
Not all of physical Israel are part of spiritual Israel.
همه که عضو اسرائیل روحانی هستند.
In fact, it was only a remnant.
جسمانی اسرائیل نبودن و نخواهند بود.
In fact, it was only a remnant that were of the physical nation of Israel, that were also part of the spiritual nation of
Israel. Skip to Romans 9:27.
Isaiah has also cried concerning Israel, though the number of the children of Israel be as the sand of the sea, a remnant shall be saved.
و اشعیا نیز در حق اسرائیل اعلام می‌کند که هرچند تعداد بنی اسرائیل مانند شن‌های دریا باشد، اما باقی مانده نجات خواهند
یافت. I don't know if you remember, but when we talked about Abrahamic covenant, we talked about two kinds of descendants.
در مورد دو تا نسل صحبت کردیم. در مورد ابراهیم دو تا نسل داشت، نسل روحانی و نسل جسمانی.
That will be as the sand of the sea, pointing to the physical descendants.
نسل تا اون تاپ دانه.
And the descendants that were like the stars of heaven.
They were spiritual descendants.
Only a remnant of the physical Israel, but also part of the spiritual Israel. Galatians 6:15-16. For in Christ neither circumcision availeth anything, nor uncircumcision, but a new creature. And as many as walk according to this rule, peace be unto them, and mercy and upon the Israel of God.
زیرا که در مسیح عیسی نه ختنه چیزی است و نه نامختونی، بلکه خلقت تازه، و آنانی که بدین قانون رعایت کنند سلامتی و رحمت بر ایشان باد و بر اسرائیل خدا.
So the sign of being physically circumcised doesn't mean anything anymore.
اون قسمت سمبل جسمانی ختنه
شدن.
سوال برمیگرده
به این موضوع.
آیا شما در مسیح هستید؟
And if the answer is yes,
اگر هستید،
then you are part of the Israel of God.
شما عضوی از اسرائیل خدا هستید. اسرائیل روحانی.
Yeah. What by the way is our outward sign?
نشونه بیرونی ما، سمبل بیرونی ما چیست؟ ما امروز ختنه نمیشیم، پس از کجا میفهمم ما مسیح هستیم؟ تعمید ما، تعمید ما نشون میده به اون سمبولیست که تصمیمی که گرفتین در مسیح.
سمبولیست
که اعلام میکنی از ایمانی که تو رو نجات داده که همه ببینند.
Why is a new covenant a better covenant?
چرا عهد جدید عهدیست بهتر؟
Yeah, because all Christians,
چون همه مسیحیان همه در مسیح عضوی از اون عهد جدیدن.
Spiritual Israel consists of all believers.
اسرائیل روحانی از همه ایماندارانه.
Here's another one.
یه چیز دیگه.
Why is it a better covenant?
چرا عهدیست بهتر؟
The house of God is now the local church.
خانه خداوند الان شده کلیسای محلی.
Instead of having to go to Jerusalem,
به جای اینکه هممون بلند شیم بریم
to a temple,
اورشلیم بریم معبد.
The house of God today is local.
خانه خداوند هر کسی نزدیک خونشه.
A local congregation,
یک دور همی هست که دور هم جمع میشیم.
Which we call a church.
که بهش میگیم
1 Timothy 3:15.
اول تیموتائوس 3:15.
1 Timothy 3:15. But if I tarry long, that thou mayest know how thou oughtest to behave thyself in the house of God, which is the church of the living God, the pillar and ground of the truth.
336.
اما اگر تأخیر کردم تا بدانی که چگونه باید در خانه خدا رفتار کنی که کلیسای خدای زنده و ستون و بنیاد راستی است.
The local church in the New Testament is the house of God.
کلیسا خانه خدای زنده و ستون بنیاد
راستی است. That is where we assemble together.
جایی است که دور هم جمع میشیم در حضور خداوند.
Yeah, the spiritual nation of Israel consisting of all believers.
قوم روحانی اسرائیل که همه ایماندارای همه جای دنیا.
They congregate
دور هم جمع میشن
in local churches all over the world.
کلیسای محلی در همه جای دنیا.
Instead of one physical location.
به جای اینکه یک مکان جسمی داشته باشیم. همه باید بریم.
Yeah, it's much more convenient.
خیلی راحت تره برامون امروز.
This is better.
این بهتره، کامل تره.
And with that we also have the language.
و با اون هم زبان ها هم مشکل شده.
Yeah, we have local church.
کلیسای محلی.
Yeah, and mostly of course we are a little bit odd because we are in Greece and we speak different languages.
ما یه مقدار عجیبیم، ولی معمولا کلیسای محلی زبان محلی رو حرف میزنه. ما
ایرانی
کلیسای فارسی زبانی هستیم ولی در یونان هستیم. ولی معمولا کلیسای محلی به زبان اون کشور حرف میزنه.
The Bible tells us do not forsake the gathering. اما کلام خداوند میگه
دور هم جمع شدن ایمانداران دوری نکنید.
And here let me give you a last reason why the new covenant is a better covenant.
که چرا عهد جدید بهتر از عهد قدیمه؟
And that is we can come boldly
unto
the throne of grace.
در تخت سلطنت فیض بیاییم. Today, امروز
you don't have to go to some ministry in order to get to God.
که بتونه از طریق
Hebrews 4:16
به حضور خداوند برسی. ابرانیان 4:16.
Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace that he may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need.
پس با جرأت نزدیک به تخت فیض بیاییم با رحمت بیاییم و فیض را حاصل کنیم که در وقت ضرورت ما را یاری رساند.
We can just boldly
با جرأت میتونیم به تخت خداوند بریم.
If we have sinned against him,
اگه گناهم کردیم,
we don't go confess to a priest,
نمیریم به اون کشیش اول اعتراف کنیم.
We don't need a man to be
our mediator. احتیاج نداریم به یک انسان که جایگزین ما بره که برامون
yeah, we don't pray to saints.
دیگه مقدسین را لازم نیست بیاریم و دعا کنیم و بگیم اون حرفمون رو به
خداوند
برسونیم.
Directly go to God.
ما میتونیم مستقیما با خداوند صحبت کنیم.
Especially you're walking into the throne room of God.
در لحاظ روحانی میتونیم مستقیما وارد تخت سلطنت خداوند بشیم. و رو در رو باهاش صحبت کنیم.
1 Timothy 2:5.
اول تیموتائوس 2:5.
For there is one God and one mediator between God and man, the man Christ Jesus, who gave himself a ransom for all to be testified in due time.
آیا یاد نمیکنید که هنگامی که
1 Timothy 2:5
و یک واسطه در میان خدا و انسان، یعنی آن انسان عیسی مسیح عیسی.
Yeah, Jesus Christ is our mediator.
عیسی مسیح اون واسطه ماست.
Our mediator is God himself.
واسطه ما خود خداونده.
Son of God.
پسر خداونده.
Jesus is our high priest.
عیسی مسیح اون کاهن اعظم ماست.
Yeah, go to Hebrews 10.
عبرانیان
10:19-22. Having therefore, brethren, boldness to enter into the holiest by the blood of Jesus, by a new and living way which he had consecrated for us through the veil, that is to say his flesh, and having a high priest over the house of God, Let us draw near with a true heart in full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water.
پس این برادران چون که به خون عیسی شهامت می‌داریم تا به مکان اقدس داخل شویم از راه تازه و زندگی که آن را برای ما از میان برد از میان پرده یعنی بدن خود مهیا نموده است و کانه عظیمی را در خانه خدا داریم پس به اخلاص قلبی در یقین ایمان دلهای خود را از وجدان بد زدوده و بدنهای خود را به آب و پاک قرص داده نزدیک بیاییم
19-22
Yeah.
How is it that we can directly go to God?
چجوری میتونیم مستقیماً به حضور خداوند بریم?
It's because of Jesus.
به خاطر عیسی مسیح.
Yeah, because he is our mediator.
چون او واسطه ماست.
It's because of his blood.
به خاطر خون اوست که میتونیم مستقیم بریم.
The Bible calls his flesh here the veil.
کلام خداوند میگه در حقیقت بدنش اون پرده است.
If you remember between the holy of holies
در معبد خداوند بین قدوس و قدوس اقدس الاقداس یه پرده بود.
That was torn apart when Jesus died.
وقتی عیسی مسیح روی صلیب رفت، اون پرده از بالا دو تیکه شد.
Yeah, from top till bottom, by the way. God doing that.
در حقیقت نشون داد که خداوند از بالا پارش کرد، نه انسان از پایین.
Now it is possible for us.
الان ممکنه برای من و شما بتونیم مستقیماً به اقدس الاقداس وارد بشیم، به حضور خداوند بریم، بریم به اون تمقل عبد مقدس خداوند. اعتراف کنیم به گناهانمون و ازش کمک بخوایم.
That was different in the Old Testament.
در عهد عتیق فرق می‌کرد.
Go to Hebrews 9. Hebrews 9, 13 and 14.
13 و 14.
Yeah. For if the blood of bulls and of goats and the ashes of an heifer sprinkling the unclean sanctified to the purifying of the flesh, how much more shall the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself without spot to God, purge your conscience from dead works to serve the living God?
زیرا هر گاه خون بزها و گاوان و خاکستر گوساله چون بر ناپاکان پاشیده می شود و به پاکی جسمانی مقدس می سازد پس آیا چقدر بیشتر خون مسیح به واسطه روح ازلی خیشتن را بی عیب به خدا تقدیم کرد وجدان شما را از اعمال مرده پاک نخواهد ساخت و خدای زنده را خدمت نمایید
They had to come to the temple. They had to bring all these animals, offer these animals.
همه حیوانات رو می آوردند، بز، گاو، می کشتنشون، خونشون رو می ریختن، بعد می سوزوندنشون.
And also, that is also it was only for purifying the flesh.
و فقط جسمشون رو پاک کردن.
Yeah, nothing to do with going to heaven.
بهش رفتن نبود.
Yeah, remember the blood of bulls and goats cannot take away sin.
یادتون باشه خون گوسفندان گناهان ما رو نمیتونه برداره.
Yeah, it was figuratively pointing to what Jesus would do for them.
عیسی مسیح قراره برای همشون انجام بده بر روی صلیب.
This is what they were doing.
اما کاری که انجام میدادن این بود که با خداوند آشتی کنن.
Every year.
هر سال.
Every time again.
هر زمان.
To restore the relationship.
که رابطه‌شون رو با خداوند بسازن.
We can just walk up to God.
میتونیم به حضور خداوند بریم.
And just give our petitions and say, "Hey, sorry, I have sinned."
رو بگیم و معذرت خواهی کنیم.
خدا
ببخشید.
Yeah, First John 1:9.
اول یوحنا 1:9.
If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
اگر به گناهان خود اعتراف کنیم، او امین و عادل است.
Yeah, no more animal sacrifices.
دیگه لازم نیست قربانی کنیم. دیگه لازم نیست خون بریزیم.
Hebrews 10 says.
عبرانیان 10 میگه.
God takes pleasure in them.
دیگه خداوند لذتی از اونها نمیبره.
Hebrews 10:6.
عبرانیان 10:6.
In burnt offerings and sacrifices for sin, thou hast had no pleasure.
به قربانی‌های سوختنی و قربانی‌های گناه رغبت نداشت.
Yeah, here's what God does take pleasure.
میدونی خداوند چی دوست داره؟
Yeah, when we live our lives for Him.
وقتی زندگیمونو تقدیمش.
Romans 12:1-2. Last verse we go to.
Romans 12:1-2.
I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, wholly acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service, and be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, Amen. That you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God.
پس ای برادران شما را به رحمت‌های خدا استدعا می‌کنم که بدن‌های خود را قربانی زنده مقدس پسندیده خدا تقدیم کنید که عبادت مقبول شماست و هم شکل این جهان مشوید بلکه با نوشتن ذهن خود دگرگون شوید تا شما دریابید که اراده نیکو و پسندیده و کامل خدا چیست
spiritual sacrifice
in قربانی روحانی
yeah, presenting your body as a living sacrifice
بدن خودمون رو به عنوان قربانی زنده اعلام کردن
walking rightly before him
در مقابل خداوند درست قدم برداشتن
dying daily to our sins
هر روز در او بمیریم
taking taking up your cross and following
him. هر روز صلیب خودمون رو بر دوش بگیریم و دنبالش بریم.
The new covenant is the better covenant.
عهدیس بهتر.
It established on better promises.
با عهد بهتر و با شرایط بهتری قرار
میگیریم. Why is it better?
چرا بهتره؟
We don't have to keep the carnal ordinances. دیگه
لازم نیست عهد رو جشن بگیریم.
We have the indwelling of the Holy Spirit.
دیگه روح قدس خودمون داریم که بتونه ما رو رهبری کنه به مسیری که باید بریم.
Automatically we're all part in Christ of that covenant.
هممون عضوی از مسیح میشیم به
اون عهد. Covenant that will never end.
عهدیس که هیچ وقت پایان نداره.
Better mediator.
با یک میانجی و واسطه بهتر و کاملتر.
Now we have the local church, the localized house of God.
هر جایی که هستیم میتونیم داره هم جمع بشیم و خداوند میان ماست.
We can come boldly to the throne of grace.
به تخت سلطنت فیض خداوند.
We don't have to go through some earthly ministry.
لازم نیست که یک سری خدمات رو انجام بدیم تا جرأت پیدا کنیم.
That is why the new covenant.
برای همین عهد جدید.
Is the better covenant.
عهدیس بهتر و کاملتر.
Amen.
آمین.
Amen. Amen. Amen.